tomorrow.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the rain.
29 minutes until the hour. You're listening.
Like all hope is gone. Just remember, God has promised He won't leave you alone. Somebody in the midst of a storm tonight, you'll appreciate this. Although it may seem hard, God told me to tell y'all, stand on God's word. You know why? 'Cause the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Grab hold of God's unchanging hand and just hold on. I don't care what it looks like, it isn't. Here they can relate to me, because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on them. God, God, He knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in here. He knows exactly. Look at somebody and tell them that. Look at somebody and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Look at them and say, hold on.
Hold on.
You don't know what you're doing, because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's the 16 or 17 letter words that get you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say hold on. And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm, and most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end. When we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time.
Very pleasant good morning to you. It's 13 minutes after the hour. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and that gentleman there, many of you know, that's Mr. Daryl Lester. As we continue, let's go down memory lane. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, love me like a rock. Won't you love me like a rock? 16 minutes after the hour. Again, very pleasant good morning to you. We are having church and going down memory lane. You remember the Dixie Hummingbirds? Uh-huh. My mama loved me like a rock. All right. Well, once again, want to thank you for joining us here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. As we continue with the sounds of the late, great Bishop Joe Simons, somebody said, I know that's right.
go. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend.
Stay right there. Stay right there. Come on. Come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. Ah, Sandorobo Shata Yikinanabuha. Ye that a lobo shandelobo shata. Oh mama mama. Oh, glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. 26 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, glory to God. I feel the presence and the power of God's anointing in your home. Where you are, on your job. I feel the presence here in the studio. I feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit just wanting to just fall on somebody this morning because of what they're going through and what they've been dealing with all this week, and the enemy been trying to distract them and trying to dampen their spirit. But in the name of Jesus, I come before the Almighty God, most wise and holy, sovereign God. We thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the one that died and on the cross, the one that rose from the dead. And we humbly submit ourselves, God, asking you, God, to forgive us for any sins of commission and omission. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Let those that are hearing this morning, God, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. Open their ears of those that ears are waxed cold and can't hear from you because of the enemy trying to block them and to try to turn them around to go backwards into darkness deeper. But in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that spirit right now and call it out from the north, south, east, and west in the name of Jesus to loose them right now. No longer shall you hold them in bondage. No longer shall you hold them in that time-consuming spirit to cause them to be slothful, to cause them not to walk in the way that Christ has anointed them to walk in. We reverse the curse back to the sender, and we command it now to dry up, and we speak life to those that are listening this morning. We speak healing to those that are listening this morning, that by Jesus Christ they are healed, God. Enlarge their territory, God, removing all of that that's been holding them in bondage, holding them down, and in understanding not to hear what the Spirit has to say. Lord, we ask you, God, that you touch their minds, that they will hear what the Spirit has to say. We ask that you touch their minds, that they more be focused on you and understanding as you speak to them, that they will cause themselves to give you reverence, give you praise, give you the glory, give you the honor, walking, praising, speaking graciously about your grace and your mercy, understanding. Give them an ear to understand what the Spirit has to say. Let them understand, God, that they may receive a discerning spirit to know the Spirit by the Spirit. And when they are around those and in their presence, that they can go beyond what they see of the outward man, that they shall see the inward man of them, whether it's of God and whether it's of the enemy. We counsel every assignment, every attack that the enemy has pre-planned in the name of Jesus to try to cause harm to the families of those this morning. We reverse the curse and we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus and command it now to loose them right now, to come out of their home. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of their surroundings, wherever they are. I speak right now to you, Spirit, to loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I speak life to those this morning. I speak wisdom to those this morning. I speak guidance to those this morning, that where they go, that the Holy Spirit may be also, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God, for that person that's lying on their bed of affliction. Have thy way, O Lord, for that person that has been in doubt and been troubled about what they are seeing in the natural, have not understood in the spirit. Lord, let them know, God, that they are more than a conqueror. Let them know that they are the head and not the tail. Let them know that they shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would send forth the Holy Ghost that will teach them and guide them. The Comforter shall come in the name of Jesus. bring all things back to their remembrance, whatsoever they have need of. If they are in need right now of a breakthrough, of a healness to come forth. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every organ will begin to function again. I rebuke that spirit has been trying to hold them down, listening at what the doctor's saying, holding them down to feel doubtless. But in the name of Jesus, they shall feel the presence of your power and your anointing in their presence to remove that that's been holding them back. Their organs will begin to function and rotate properly all over their bodies. We thank you right now for our children. God, we pray for protection over them. We pray for the teachers and instruction of them. Every instructor, every principal, every doctor, every person that's in high position in the church, the pastors, those in leadership. Open their eyes that they may see more clear for those that have stepped into leadership and still serving two masters. Lord, we know that you see them and they know whether they are in bondage, held by ungodly spirit of darkness. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will quench them, that you will come upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause them to not rest properly each and every night in the name of Jesus until they repent and come out of the darkness into light. I rebuke you now, spirit. You have no place over them. For we serve a mighty God. And whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, we speak it right now. Whatsoever is bound right now on earth shall be loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come against you, spirit. We see you. We know where you are. You're trying to distract the people to hear what the spirit has to say. We call you out to come out from among them. Go back to your pit where you belong. And we speak in the name of Jesus, a covering to come over them that will embrace them and bring them into all truth. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for peace. Thank you for peace, God, that passes all understanding. Thank you for the unity that brings forth love. Let the love come. Let it be spread abroad because it begins in the home. Hallelujah. We gratefully thank you for this day. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Just the other day, I went to the hospital to visit a friend of mine. And when I got to the hospital, I saw an old lady sitting by the bedside of her daughter. Her daughter's body had gone into convulsions from the use of synthetic drugs, and now she lies in a coma. I looked at that woman with tears streaming down my face. I said, "Mama, don't give up on God, because God is able to do anything." Then she looked at me with conviction and said these words,
I'm going to sit here and pray to Jesus come, yes I am, because I know that he That's a good place to praise him. Peace is the fruit of God's spirit, and you ought to say something. Hug somebody behind you and say, I speak peace. Let there be peace. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. In spite of the circumstances, I speak peace. In spite of the sickness, I speak peace. In spite of the killing, I still peace. Oh,
oh, oh, oh,
all you gotta do is say
award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
Oh, yeah. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
Showcase
Fellowship Inspired.
I wanna try that one more time.
Let's get closer, huh? We are right at the top of the hour. Let's say about 4 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going down memory lane, that's the late, great Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Let's get closer, huh? You know what he's saying, right? You just want to get closer to the Lord, huh? Isn't he that good to you, huh? All right. Well, look, again, we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. Want to remind those of you to lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m., to 8 p.m. for the very best in gospel music. And we do have a television broadcast that airs every Saturday out of DeKalb, Georgia. Every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m., 1 hour of the very best in gospel videos. The old, the new, all just for you. And we are so honored to bring it to you every Saturday, 4 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on channel 25. Now, if you're out of state and you want to check it out, well, you can join us simply live streaming at DEKALB25.com. Again, if you want to live stream us anywhere around the world, simply go to DEKALB25.com. That's DEKALB25.com, and you'll see me hosting right there every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. We had a wonderful time on Saturday, as always, and thank all of you for your comments and your phone calls to let us know that you are catching the wave. And if you want to call us on our broadcast, our 24-hour hotline, you can simply dial 984-733-3977. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. Thanks again for catching the wave. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
hospital program. Whenever they're in your town, when they talk about singing, praise the Lord, shouting all around. Well, after the programs, whenever they're in your town, well, today they have the blind boys, the soul stirs, the bills of travel and the bells of joy. We're going to sing God's praises word for word, and now we present the soul stirs. Oh, Jesus,
give me water, from the well.
Yes. Now if you want to shout for joy, listen to the blind boy. Oh, I'm a ladies and gentlemen, the Pilgrim Travelers.
I remember when I was a child, sitting on old mother's knee, mother vows, oh mother vows, I believe she prayed for me.
While we're singing for joy, let us hear the bells of joy.
Oh, there's a man in my soul.
Thank you.
Blind boy, so does Pilgrim Travelers in the Bells of Joy. Now listen to these few little words by the Big Bee Hummingbird.
Troubles in my way,
I'll
cry sometimes, see the good tears,
see
by and by.
Like me, I I feel all right now, y'all. I want to say that one more time. The good old way. We need to go back to the... said this. Wow, we need to go back.
Good old way.
We need to go back.
Good old way.
To the good old way, yeah.
Good old way.
The way we used to have church.
Good old way.
A long, long time ago.
Good old way.
I believe I'm gonna start again, y'all. You know what they were shouting about? They were shouting about the good old way.
Oh, good old way.
And when I looked around, everybody was shouting about the good old
way.
Good God Almighty. I feel all right now.
Ain't no harm.
Yeah, the good old.
As the man, the late great Mr. Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars, talking about the good old ways, 19 minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know, I go back and think about in the 70s how it was so peaceful and you didn't hear about all the shooting and all the things that are going on today. Everybody was just enjoying life. I don't know where it shifted, what year it shifted, but it's not like it used to be. I think most of it happened when, you remember, all of the manufactories was operating here in the United States, and there were plenty of jobs. And then something happened. Everybody wanted to start sending and doing all of the business overseas. And I think about that, and, you know, the enemy is like that. And it looks like it's a good thing to do, and knowing that it's not the right thing to do. And sometimes we get in that state where we look to go that way and not going and seeking God about it the right way. And when you seek God about it, he's going to direct your path. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you'll be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Somebody said, I'm in good health this morning, and I know in the name of Jesus that by his stripes I'm already healed because I'm covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. All right, well, look, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network again, going down memory lane, the late, great Mr. Tommy Ellison and those Singing Stars. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again so much for catching the wave.
Take me around. Yeah.
They're under the sounds of New Vision Records. That's Georgette Johnson and Company. Georgette Johnson and Company out of Durham, North Carolina, under New Vision Records. And what a powerful song that is. We are right at the bottom of the hour of 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful day as we worship and give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And you know, today is going to be a great day. If you started out and you've already taken time out and just thank God for his grace and his mercy and all that he has done this week in your life. And you know, we are so close to springtime. And many of you, the original day for the first day of spring is March the 20th. So write that on your calendar. March the 20th is the actual date for the first day of spring. Now, I've already heard the birds begin to come out and sing. And do you know animals are very sensitive as well as humans are? The animals are so sensitive that I remember when the virus first came out, I saw a lot of birds flying, and they like they were confused trying to get out, you know, the city. And then I also was listening for birds to listen to them. And, you know, the birds did not come around. And because of this virus that was out, it not only affected humans, but it affected animals as well. And we don't hear about how it affected the animals, but it destroyed many animals as well. And that's something to think about. And then we're trying to figure out why the food is so high. But they don't tell you a lot of the animals didn't make it through the virus. And that causes a lot of diseases over the animals. So that's why a lot of the prices when you go to the grocery stores and then you're trying to say, well, why is it so high? Well, did you think about the way that the virus affected us as humans that affected the animals as well? All right, well, look, I just wanted to drop that nugget on you. Very pleasant, good morning to you. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. You are catching the wave.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
God, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Turn me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Just say, hey, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Bye.
I'm going on. That's the sounds of Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilees as we continue about 15 minutes before the top of the hour, 10 a.m. Here's the sounds of William Murphy here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
Seek justice, that's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan, that's the assignment of the season. That is the call, and it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight what we know is right. We will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice, and we raise our voices. It's what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. Time for a change. We won't weary. We won't tire. We will not relent. Yeah, we live. Here we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Hoping and praying. We're so tired of loving people to change. So we stay. Even if it's just us, still, say that again, even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world, yeah. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. Welcome, Jesus. Can't be how it is. All we want is a win. Welcome, even if it's just us. Still enough, even if it's just us. Let's steal. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Overcome someday. We shall. Everybody to raise it, say,
we shall overcome.
Overcome someday.
prophet
power.
is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. And yes, I tell God thank you because the God that he was on yesterday, he is today. The God that he is today, he will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for all that he is doing in this season. I thank God for his S-O-N going on the cross for each and every one of us. I tell God thank you that he went on the cross. He went in the grave, but he didn't stay there. He rose, and I tell God thank you. Who wouldn't serve a God that have kept every one of his promises? He have not lied. He will not lie. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time, to give him glory, to teach his word. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day that you have made. We thank you for how you watched over us as we slept on last night, and that you touched us this morning and not requiring our soul. And I tell you, thank you, God. Thank you for being the God of a second chance, of a third chance, God, of that fourth chance. Whatever we need, God, you have given us the opportunity, God. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I ask you to continue to move throughout the land, God. Continue to touch your men and women of God. I speak your strength. I speak your Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Thank you for giving us traveling mercy as we go up and down the highway, God. Thank you for being the God that can be everywhere at all times and know all things. And I tell you, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being the God that heals our body. Thank you for being the God that is the deliverer. Thank you for being the God that is the miracle worker. Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, I ask you to bless in the hospitals those that's getting ready for surgery, God. Encamp your angels round about them, God. Lead and guide the doctors and the nurses and everybody that's in the operating room, God. Touch the machines that's working, God, in the name of Jesus. But let your Holy Spirit rest, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that we ask, trust in, and believe in you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. We thank God for how he looks beyond our faults. See what we need. I thank God that his Son Jesus is sitting, interceding on our behalf, and that the Holy Ghost of God is groaning on our behalf. Have you ever tried to just figure that out, how all of this can go on? And he's doing it for all that serve him, those that love him, those that are walking in righteousness. I tell God, thank you. Remember, our thoughts are not his thoughts, and our ways are not his ways. And he is the powerful God. He is the Almighty God. We can't understand how he do it, and I tell God thank you. But he know what he is doing, and I tell God thank you for all things. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. prior to morning worship. We have Sunday school. I tell God thank you for the opportunity to come together. And on Tuesdays, we have Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. except for the third Tuesdays. And on third Tuesday at noonday, we have noonday prayer, and we ask you to come out and go in prayer with us, because the word of God said, where two or three touch and agree, he will be in the midst. And I tell God thank you that as we come together, we experience growth in him. And I'm a believer that the fervent prayers of the righteous, yes, they do. They avail as much. And I tell God thank you. On the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study, but I encourage you to go in the Word of God wherever you are, because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning. And as you already know, that we come to you on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1 o'clock p.m. And we are so grateful that we have a guest pastor who have come on board with us, Pastor Michael Austin, pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, come on the first and third Tuesdays of each month at 9:30. And we ask you to continue to join us at that time. He is coming to do what God have called him to do, and I tell God thank you. So join us no matter who is on and what time we're on, but join us. And on this Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m., Christian Life will be having our rainbow tea. We ask you to come out and fellowship with us. I know it represents the colors that God said in his word, that it won't be water no more, but fire next time. And the rainbow came into the sky. And I tell God, thank you for the rainbow. I bless the name of the Lord that each color stand for something. And as we come together, I've asked the Holy Ghost of God to be in the midst. I thank God for the colors, but I want somebody to be delivered. I want somebody to be healed. I want somebody to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I tell God, thank you. It's about my Heavenly Father, everything that I do. And yes, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. And I tell God, thank you. We ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. But I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time. When we were last together, we finished talking about what it means to truly follow Jesus Christ. And there are so many that say, I know who God is, but do you really know who he is? Is your life, is your actions, is the love that you give representing Jesus Christ? Because as we follow him, we become like him. We do a work for him. As we follow him, we are no longer about ourselves. We do everything that he gets all of the glory. As we follow him, we found that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. As we follow Jesus Christ, there's something that takes place in our lives that calls us to separate ourselves from sin. And as we separate ourselves from sin as a true believer, the word of God, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 through 18, it says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not unclean things, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I tell God, thank you, that when we separate ourselves from sin, and we no longer walk in sin, and we give our life unto God, I tell God, thank you, because we become different and we no longer want to sin. When we separate ourselves from God, we separate ourselves from sin and everything that is contrary to Jesus Christ. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you don't follow Satan. You follow Jesus, and you are obedient to him in every area of your life. As you follow Jesus, you find that you walk in righteousness and that you are obedient to the word of God. I tell God, thank you, that when you become a believer that has separated yourself from sin, the word of God let us know that he will purge and cleanse his temple, which is your body. I keep telling you, you can't serve two masters at the same time. You're going to love one and hate the other. If you love God, you're going to separate yourself completely from sin. There ain't no big sin. There ain't no little sin. Sin is sin, no matter what you do. And I tell God, thank you, when you separate yourself, you are following Jesus. You find that you have drawn near to God. You find that you have a close and intimate relationship with him. As you separate yourself from sin, you become dedicated unto God and unto his word. As you separate yourself from sin, you find that you worship God and that you service, and the service that you give, you become a servant of the true God and you walk in the righteousness of God. As you separate yourself from the world, you hate sin. You despise unrighteousness. And you become sold out to God. And as you separate yourself from the world, you find that your relationship with God becomes true. You find that he will abide in you. You find that you have the mind of Christ. You find that you are sold out to him. You find that you turn to his son Jesus and to the Holy Ghost. And as you turn unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, you become sons and you become daughters of the true and living God. I tell God, thank you. If we look at 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16, the word of God saying, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I tell God, thank you. The only way that you can serve God is your temple has to belong unto him. The only way that you can serve God is your temple has to be clean. God won't dwell in a temple where you are serving idol gods. Keep telling you, you can't serve two gods. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. When you serve the true and living God, you don't put nothing or nobody else before him. I tell God, thank you. When we serve the true and living God and we separate ourselves from the world. You're going to find that you don't serve no idols. You don't worship that fruit. You don't worship that thing sitting right there. But you worship the true and living God. As we serve God and our temples are clean. Because, see, we can't cleanse them ourselves. The Holy Ghost of God will come in and reside in us and purge and cleanse us. I tell God, thank you. Unclean spirit cannot dwell alongside the Holy Ghost of God. I tell God, thank you. Keep telling you, you can't serve two masters. When you are a true believer, your temple is clean, and no spirits that come from Satan can dwell on the inside. And I tell God, thank you. When we serve the true and living God, and we have separated ourselves from sin, you're going to find that you walk in the righteousness of God. Listen to this. It's that God's people are expected to be different. They are to be holy and separated from other people in order to belong to God as his very own. I tell, remember when we were talking about following Jesus, that he came as a two-edged sword, cutting up things. And I tell God, thank you that he comes to cut away those things that are not like him. We got to love irregardless to whether the world is sinning or serving God. We got to love them because for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, and that was Jesus. As we serve God, we ain't going to put nothing. That ain't mama, that ain't daddy, we can't put son, we can't put daughter before the true and living God. We can only worship and praise him if we are sons of God, if we are true believers. I tell God, thank you, if the Holy Ghost of God resides on the inside, you're going to find that you will separate with the help of the Holy Ghost of God. You separate yourself from sin. The Holy Ghost will come in and deliver us when we invite him in. Satan and the Holy Ghost can't live in the same temple. If your temple is the temple of God, Satan won't reside there. And I tell God, thank you. As we serve the true and living God, and we become believers of God, God commands that we separate ourselves from this corrupt world and this unholy system. We gotta love. Yes, we do. But we gotta separate ourselves. If we look at John 17, I tell God, thank you. Verses 15 and 16. The word of God say, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but they that thou shouldest keep them from evil. We are in this world, but we can't be a part of evil. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus knew no sin. He came from his heavenly Father through the woman of God, Mary, who was ordained to bear him. He is not love the world. And when we give our life unto him and we serve him, we are not of this world. He asked that God not take us out of the world. He didn't want him to kill us, but he wanted him to keep us from evil. Because, see, there got to be disciples and true believers that's going to walk in the word, that's going to live the word, that's going to show those that are not saved how God's people truly live. That you can be in this world, but you are not of this sinful world. But that the Holy Ghost of God lives on the inside. I tell God thank you. He went on to ask God to sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As we walk in righteousness, and we are true believers, and we have been separated from the world, from sin, you're going to find that we walk in truth, and that thy word is truth. As we look at sanctify, it means to make holy, to separate, and I tell God thank you. As we allow and accept God's son Jesus, we become holy and we are separate from the world. Listen to this. It said Jesus prays the evening before his crucifixion that his disciples would be a holy people, separated from the world and sin for the purpose of worshiping and serving God. You can't worship God earnestly and truthfully if sin resides in your body. You can't serve God with sin residing in your body. That's when it comes to a praise and worship team. I'm one that like for them to be holy, sanctified. Hey, God, and separate from the world, that as they go in praise and worship, they can glorify God with their whole hearts. And I tell God, thank you, that as we are sons of God, we have been set apart in order to be near God, to live for him, and to be like him, being separate from the world. And as we follow him, you're going to see that we are not like sinners. We are different than what they are. I tell God thank you for his truth, because as we walk in truth, we walk in the righteousness and the holiness of God. I tell God thank you. When we become believers, we are separate and we are different from the world. I thank God for the word of God. For those who walk in the word, they find that they are no longer corrupt like the world, but they are Holy Ghost filled. We find that when we are true believers and we have separated ourselves from the world. It's from those, not only from the world, but we're talking about people. We ain't talking about that house, that grass, that tree, but we're talking about separating ourselves from those that sin and refuse to repent. What you mean who sin and refuse to repent? Yes, there are people in the house of God who sin and refuse to repent. If we look at Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 15 through 17, so that you won't think that I'm telling you nothing wrong. Because, yeah, there are people in the house of God that say they're serving God, but their lives speak different. Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17 says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two others, two more, that in thy mouth of the two or three witnesses, that every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican." As we go through life, we're going to find that there might be a disagreement between ourselves and a brother, but we got to go to them and try and get it right. We got to ask for forgiveness. We got to let them know that we love. And if it's not, if it's received, we tell God thank you. But you might find that there are going to be times that you go to them, and these are people that's in the house of God, and they don't receive you. And this, that's where you take a witness with you. And if they, you go and they don't receive it with the witnesses, the scriptures tell us to go to the church. And if you go to the body of Christ and it's not received, you still gotta love them, but you gotta let it go. And as you let it go, that's not saying for you to stop loving them, but to cast it on God. Let him work it out. And that's sometimes when the leaders have to step in. And as they step in and minister to that one that didn't receive it, I tell God, thank you for having a leader that will go and bring, try to bring about peace. But then if peace don't come, you have the peace of God residing in you. You still serve God. And you know that that man or that woman that didn't receive you will be held accountable by God. I tell God, thank you. When we separate ourselves from sin, we're not those that walk in confusion. And I tell God, thank you. As we serve the true and living God, we're going to repent for our sins. As we serve the true and living God, and we are a true believer, and we're walking in truth, we still got to love, but we can't be a part of sin. And I tell God, thank you. As we walk in righteousness, you're going to find that you can't be and listen to false teachers. You can't be a part of cults. You can't be one that denies the word of God, but you're going to be one that love and live the word of God. The word of God say, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate." You got to love mom and daddy, but you can't walk in sin with them. You're going to love sons and daughters, but you can't walk in sin with them. You got to separate yourselves from evil. You're going to find that you despise and hate evil. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about separating yourself, because, see, you can't serve God and serve Satan at the same time. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
No! And I need y'all to put the devil under your feet when I say, oh, Dr. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus, yeah, said he would.
Said he would.
Baby, everything, all right.
Somebody hit home. Dr. Jesus, yeah.
Said he would.
Said he would.
Baby, everything,
I need somebody to get up out of your seat. Dr. Jesus.
Watch me, you watch me. Thank you.
gospel music at its best. That's the late, great Reverend F.C. Barnes and Sister Janice Brown. More music like that coming your way. Want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We're going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. So those of you, if you love the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, well, you got the right station and you got the right time. Every day, that's 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's 15 minutes after the hour. More music and more of the very best in the Word of God coming your way. Thank you so much. Again, our website is nfiradio.com. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. And you can join us also on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, let's get back with more music. I've got some great news for you right here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Children, when you pray, you got your will. That's when Jesus